Hey, it's E.B. Moss, and this is a special episode of Insider Interviews with me, but this time I'm in the hot seat for episode 30 of Insider Interviews, where I usually ask media, marketing, and advertising executives for their point of view. This time, Ken Kratzer, host of Talking Business, asked me for my point of view. So we talked about the wonderful world of podcasting and my perspective on how to get started with that and the necessity for creating content across all platforms. He also got a little bit of my life story out of me, if you're interested in that. So please take a listen, and if you liked it, feel free to buymeacoffee.com/mossappeal.
Ken Kratzer for CBSI Services Talking Business. Our interview series, talk with leaders in the field of digital marketing, direct marketing, customer service, banking, insurance, and business education. And today we have a chance to talk with one of our friends, E.B. Moss, who is editor-in-chief, a social media strategist, and recently led a webinar for the Direct Marketing Club of New York, long career in media. And she's got some new things going on in the podcast industry we want to hear all about. E.B., good to see you. E.B., tell our audience a little bit about some of the work that you are doing. You are advising on a number of levels and a number of capacities, and have had a very interesting career. Maybe take us a little bit through some of the stops in your career and some of the work that you're doing now.
I'm happy to, Ken. It's been sort of an eclectic journey for me, which makes me particularly skilled at navigating different media channels. I kind of bookended my career as a journalist. So I started as a newspaper reporter and radio copywriter. Fast forward to being an actor for about 7 years and a voiceover talent. Then I went back into media because I didn't want to keep waitressing, right? And that led me to work on the television side. So I ran ad sales marketing at Lifetime Television, at a rep firm called Ampersand, at Food Network, some names you've heard of. And then I returned to my roots in radio again, and I worked at Cumulus Media, which acquired Westwood One, and I really got into podcasting. And then I became the managing editor of a publication about every marketing channel called Media Village. And since the pandemic hit, I've been out on my own again with Moss Appeal and still writing and still podcasting.
Now, doing terrific work, and you've got a big opportunity coming up that we want to dig into, hear all about. July 14th, the Virtual Content Cast, the Business of Podcasting by NATPEA. Tell us about that. That sounds great. I can't wait for that to tune in that day.
I am so thrilled to be producing this show for NATP. They are, of course, they're about 40,000 members strong, and their core constituency are executives in the business of content. Historically, television, and now every channel. And so with podcasting, kind of navigating back to the big screen and TV and film, wanting to expand their audiences through the burgeoning business of podcasting, both of those, as we call them, screens are kind of converging now. So podcasting wants to have a TV show, and TV shows want to extend to the listening audience. So NATP has asked me to put together Content Cast, which will be about the intersection of those two spaces. It's going to be very cool.
Very good. Well, that's going to be a terrific event. And you and I have a little bit of a similar background. I've been doing a radio show for 12 years for WVOX in New Rochelle, and we started doing a lot of audio interviews, actually some podcasts about 10 years ago. And then we shifted to doing video like we're doing today and found a lot of distribution. What do you see the advantages of doing an audio podcast versus also combining it with video?
Well, I'll give credit to Jared Easley. He runs a conference called Podcast Movement. And maybe in the show notes we can add a link to this article, but he did a really good summary of the difference between a video podcast and an audio podcast. Now, I'm sort of a purist, and coming from the audio world, I'm the daughter of a radio broadcaster. To me, a podcast is audio, but everybody loves video, and hence the combination with Content Cast of video and audio. So I think that if you want to call a video podcast a podcast, that's fine. Let's serve people what they want. And that's the whole thing about content marketing, is giving audiences what they want. If it takes the form of video, okay. I think that audio is more turnkey. The opportunity with a video podcast is that it's a little bit easier to share that right now. With podcasts, you need an RSS feed to be able to distribute your content for people who want to follow or subscribe to it. With video, you can upload it easily to YouTube. You can share it on a website. So it is a little bit more turnkey with video, believe it or not. But then again, the editing is harder. So I think whatever floats your boat and whatever you like to work with, and then the best of both worlds is those who are recording their podcasts with video and then lifting out the audio to serve that RSS feed and the pure audio play option, but then also posting it as a video elsewhere.
Absolutely. We find we try to take our video and place it in multiple channels, and sometimes we'll take the audio only play on the radio. Yeah. Sometimes on our WVOX show, we'll do that. Now, who do you think in business will benefit from doing a podcast or doing a video like we do today? Tell us a little bit about who should be thinking about using these new media channels.
Everyone. So I'm a big believer that a business of any size has to try to be everywhere. Now, let's start with social media, if we can, and then I want to add the layers on for getting to podcasting and things like that. You know, there's a rule of thumb with social media that you want to identify who your audience is. So who's your customer, your audience persona, your customer persona, and you want to focus on the social media channel that that particular customer is most likely to hang out on. With LinkedIn, if you're a little bit more of a, let's call it businessy business, more service oriented, LinkedIn might be more appropriate than Facebook right now. Twitter might be the hybrid of the two. So to not be overwhelmed, a business can pick their social media channels and then go wider. With adding additional kinds of content like podcasting, you definitely want to think about what your customer is doing, what kind of content they consume, and then how much bandwidth you have for producing content like that. There's, you know, a saying that anyone with an iPhone and a microphone can create a podcast, and that's true.
You don't even need a microphone.
That's true. But will the quality be good enough to appeal to listeners who are getting a little bit more discriminating these days? Because it's pretty easy to do it better and have better sound. Hopefully my little earbud is working better.
Terrific.
So yeah, you can create a podcast in a turnkey way, but it does take some work to put it out there, to market it, to make sure that people are actually listening to it. Another option is to job it out to someone like me through Moss Appeal and have them produce it for you, or guest on other podcasts. So that's a great way to get exposure and be a spokesperson for your company. Did I answer that question fully?
Very well. You know, I had the pleasure of attending a couple events hosted by the WCBS 880 news reporter, the great Joe Connolly. And we did a couple interviews, and I was doing an interview off my cell phone in a stand with a microphone. And he said, you know, technology in a smartphone really is an equalizer with what professional broadcasters can do. And it's amazing what a smartphone can do. And we're doing an interview today off our laptops. Tell us a little bit about, the last year we all switched to doing video conferencing using Zoom and other platforms. And some of these, like what I do, are interviews like we're doing today. Mm-hmm. How can that be an effective use during this pandemic time, using video conferencing for communicating to a business audience and creating content?
Well, there are a lot of different options right now. I think you're using GoToMeeting right now. Zoom, of course, became the best known brand and even became a verb. And there are others now like StreamYard that enables that sort of best of both worlds where you can capture real-time conversations, but also record it and pull off the audio like we talked about earlier. Then, of course, we have social audio. So I think that that's an important thing to talk about. And that is also a way for businesses to get some content exposure without fully having to produce a podcast. And they're burgeoning now. So if you look at Clubhouse, Discord, Twitter has Twitter Spaces right now. Of course, Facebook is creating their version of live audio. So one thing that you can do is start to get used to, I'll use Clubhouse as the example because it was sort of the first to scale out of the gate. And what they're doing now is they're enabling brands to create their own rooms. They will enable private or paid rooms now. So you can have like a branded room and create content that's specific to your business. And you can now also record more transparently and then save that audio file or whatever and upload that onto your website. So there's lots of options for using technology. And I want to tell you a little anecdote, if I have another second.
Absolutely.
I'm a member of a wonderful organization called Serial Marketers, run by David Berkowitz, a beloved CMO. And they do some networking events. And of course, we've been on Zoom this whole time for a year and a half. I've met people only through Zoom. And yet, because we meet weekly, monthly, I kind of feel like I know them. And I sometimes take my laptop to Central Park and work outside whenever I can. And I had a conversation with a woman from the group named Stephanie. I was in the park, right, on Zoom. Day before yesterday, we finally did a Serial Marketers meetup in person. It was remarkable to be able to see and touch people. We still elbow bumped. And there walked in Stephanie. And I said, Stephanie, it's so great to see you again. Wow, when's the last time we got together? Was it in Central Park? And she said, EB, we've never met in person before. I had kind of conflated my experience of seeing her in this screen on my laptop in the park with having met her in person. So you think about how our ways of communicating and relating to people has changed through the screen and forgetting what it's like to be in person. So I think that's the good news, bad news of technology. Erica Keswin has a great book on connecting with people. Susan McPherson has a great book out on building up our skills in connecting with people again. So I think that we have to catch up on how we're going to build our muscle and overcome doing it through technology.
EB Moss, so good to talk with you today. Just tell us two things. Let's finish up with, tell us a little bit about what your company, the services that you provide, and then tell us about your July 14th event that you're going to be hosting on podcasting with NATPE.
My company is called Moss Appeal, like Mass Appeal, but with an O. And I'm pretty much everywhere as Moss Appeal on all social channels or mossappeal.com. And I create content that opens revenue doors. So I do branded content for companies. I create, produce, host podcasts. I help companies strategize about their content. And I'm also a journalist. So I can write white papers or executive interviews like we're doing now and help companies get their message out through content marketing. And NatP is a wonderful organization. The conference is July 14th, and the conference is called Content Cast. And if you follow me on LinkedIn or any other platform, I'll make sure that I share out that information properly, and that will feature some very high profile celebrities who have podcasts and TV shows, and TV executives who are trying to learn about podcasting and maximizing that.
I'm looking forward to it, because we're all trying to learn how to better use this media and to help build our businesses. Yeah. E.B. Moss, so good to talk with you today.
Thank you so much, Ken, and I appreciate you inviting me.
Well, I hope you got some good insider scoop from this episode of Insider Interviews with me, E.B. Moss. If you enjoyed this content, please feel free to buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/mossappeal. And I hope you'll follow Insider Interviews on social media and let me know if you have a question or a suggestion for a next stellar guest in media, marketing, and advertising. Speaking of stellar, my theme music was composed and performed by the incomparable Grammy-winning John Clayton. If I can help you with your company's podcast, please find me at mossappeal.com. Thanks again for listening.